Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Historias cortas en inglés. Short stories in Spanish. La historia del cortador de bambú. Taketori Monogatari. Hace mucho tiempo, en Japón, vivía un anciano cortador de bambú, llamado Taketori no Okima. Un día, mientras cortaba bambú en el bosque, descubrió un tallo de bambú radiante y resplandeciente. Al abrirlo, encontró una hermosa niña del tamaño de su pulgar. Decidió llevársela a casa con él y llamó a la niña Kaguya Hime. Long ago, in Japan, there lived an old bamboo cutter named Taketori no Okina. One day, while cutting bamboo in the forest, he discovered a radiant and shining bamboo stalk. Upon opening it, he found a beautiful girl the size of his thumb. He decided to take her home with him and named the girl Kaguya Hime. Con el tiempo, Kaguya Hime creció con una belleza deslumbrante y capturó los corazones de todos los que la conocieron. Time passed, Kaguya Hime grew into a dazzling beauty and captivated the hearts of all who met her. Los hombres de la corte y nobles de todo el país viajaron para pedir su mano en matrimonio, pero Kaguya Hime les puso a prueba con tareas imposibles de cumplir. Courtiers and nobles from across the country traveled to seek her hand in marriage, but Kaguya Hime tested them with impossible tasks. A medida que crecía la fama de Kaguya Hime, su corazón se llenaba de tristeza. As Kaguya Hime's fame grew, her heart filled with sadness. Ella recordaba su hogar en la luna y anhelaba regresar allí algún día. She remembered her home in the moon and longed to return there someday. Un día, los mensajeros celestiales llegaron para llevarla de vuelta al cielo. One day, celestial messengers arrived to take her back to the heavens. Antes de partir, Kaguya Hime dejó una carta para el anciano cortador de bambú, y sus lágrimas llenaron sus ojos. Before departing, Kaguya Hime left a letter for the old bamboo cutter, her tears filling her eyes. Se despidió de su amado hogar en la tierra y regresó al cielo, dejando atrás a todos los que la amaban. She bid farewell to her beloved earthly home and returned to the heavens, leaving behind all who loved her. A pesar de su tristeza, Taketori no Okina sabía que Kaguya Hime estaba en paz en su hogar celestial. Guardó la carta que Kaguya Hime como un tesoro y la recordó cada vez que miraba la luna llena en el cielo nocturno. Despite his sorrows, Taketori no Okina knew that Kaguya Hime was at a peace in her celestial home. He treasured Kaguya Hime's letter and remembered her every time he looked at the full moon in the night sky. Fin. The end.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.